Parshas Nozer contains with it the halachas and the parsha of Nozer. The Torah tells us, "Ko yibei hizor l'Hashem, al nefesh meish lo yavo, la'aviv ul'imo, la'achiv ul'achoso, lo yitama lehem b'mosam, ki nezer elakov al volsho." The Torah enjoins the Nozer from coming in contact with a corpse, his father, his mother, brother or sister. And those halachas of the Nozer parallel those of the Kohen Gadol, who's also forbidden to come in contact with any mace, even the most close relative, as opposed to a Kohen, who is enjoined from coming in contact with the mace, but if it's one of the close krovim, of a v'imo, ochiv achoso, b'no bito, it's permitted. However, Yaakov Kamenetsky makes a wonderful observation. The Kohen Gadol, whose laws parallel those of the Nozer, is forbidden to come in contact with any mace. And there, however, the Torah tells us that he's forbidden to come in contact also with Bno Bito, his son and daughter. But that's not mentioned by the Nozer. Bno Bito are not mentioned, even though indeed he's forbidden to be Metama Lebno Bito. Why is that? Suggests for Yaakov, the reason is because the Nozer is by nature a young person. He's upset with the world and its indulgences, and therefore he enjoins himself from drinking wine. His hair grows wild. He's a young person. And that person, he's not married yet. He doesn't have children. And that's why the Torah doesn't mention Bno Bito. Now the Ibn Ezra, interpreting what by Nozer it says, Yafli, which means to take a neder, like the Rambam when he quotes the halachas of neder and shvua, it's in a sefer haflor. The Ibn Ezra explains the etymology of the word Yafli comes from the word pella. It's remarkable, because a person who forbids himself to have the pleasures of the world, like especially wine, that person who's called a kadosh is something remarkable. It's different and unnatural from what normally happens. But you know, the Nozer has a dual quality to him, an inconsistency. On the one hand, the Torah calls him a kadosh, because as he deals with his temptations, as the Gemara says, Havoah sota b'kukola yazu atzmen hayayin, he forbids himself from drinking wine. But he's also a chote, because the Torah wants you to be involved in the world, and that he forbids having the pleasures of wine and so on. He's a chote. He's both a sinner and a kadosh simultaneously, because the Torah doesn't want a person to become, in order to be holy, to isolate himself from the world only in special circumstances, but it wants you to be engaged in the world and to find kedusha by involvement in the world, not through isolation. And the Haftorah from Noso, which is a Haftorah about Shimshon, which tells that when Shimshon, the vision that Shimshon's mother sees, and Manoach, and Eshish Manoach, what they see, it says, when miraculously with Their offering is taken up, and they see an angel. It says umafli lasos, because that was a miracle, and that confirms the interpretation of the Ibn Ezra, that the etymology of haflor of yafli comes from the word pella. And this is also the source for the bracha that we say when we leave ourselves, when we go to the bathroom, we make the bracha of asher yatzah, umafli lasos, and that's taken from here. Because, as the Ramor points out in Orach Chaim, and I'll quote the Ramor, Yesh l'forash shemafli lasos b'masha shomer ruach ha'odem b'kirbo, v'kosha dova ruchni b'dova gashmi, v'akol hu ayadeshu rofei kol bosa, ki az ha'odem b'kav ha'briyas v'nishmosu mishtameres b'kirbo. That when we say the bracha of Ashiyotz, when we say mafli lasos, says the Ramor, the remarkable thing, that the miracle, is that God combines the spiritual with the physical, the guf with the neshama, And it's that ability to combine the two which is the message of the Torah. And that's the essence of Mafli Lasos. And that's the, in a sense, the opposite, though the etymology of Mafli Lasos, the phrase comes from Nazir, is the opposite of the Nazir. Because the Nazir separates himself from the pleasures of the world and from general society because he's frightened by the temptations of the world, and sometimes rightfully so. And therefore he forbids himself to drink wine, and his hair grows wild, is in order to separate himself from the Hanos Haguf. And yet the Mafli Lasos that we want is in order to combine the life of Kedusha and Ruchnius within the context of a normal life, and therefore, like the Brocha and as the Ramok suggests, combining the Guf and the Neshova, and that's the Mafli Lasos, and that's the approach that, unless it's in extreme circumstances, that the Torah advises. The Nazir is appropriate in extreme circumstances, as the Gemara tells us in the Dvarim about Shimon HaTzadik, who met a young boy who became a Nazir, and he had long beautiful hair, which he was going to ultimately, of course, will have to shave off, as the Nazir does. And he said, why? Because this young handsome lad told him, because once he was looking in his reflection in a pond, and he was just admiring how handsome he was. And he said, I'm going to cut off my hair, because I won't let the Yetzer Hara take me over. And Shimon HaTzadik said, that's a Nazir whose ashum that he ate, which was appropriate. But the way the Torah wants us to approach things is by combining involvement in the world, engagement with others, and not living a monastic separate life, and dealing as we must and conquering the temptations that we encounter.